I'm Robin Crane, and this is the Growing Your Financial Business the Woman's Way podcast. Listen, I was a financial advisor for over a decade, and I got so sick of the old archaic strategies that your grandpa used to get clients. What the industry teaches today is still so outdated and just doesn't work anymore. So I had to find a better way for myself, and then I got obsessed with sharing these how-tos with other women like me. The stuff I teach doesn't require giving up your life, your sanity, or your family time. I want women like you to have it easier than I had it, so you can thrive in the industry. I've now helped thousands of women grow their financial businesses to multiple six figures, some even seven figures per year. So on this podcast, you're going to get an inside look at how they did it so you can do it too. Let's dive into the show.
Welcome, welcome. I want to give you a training here and give you the number one thing that you need to exceed your revenue goals this year. The number one thing that you need to exceed your revenue goals is this. Nothing weird. It's a funnel, baby. And so what you need are prospects. But not just any old prospects. What you need are, you know, the word that's going to qualify them. The word is quality prospects, which is why some of you are in my program, because that's what we promise and that's what we help you get, is quality prospects consistently. It doesn't always happen overnight. Okay, I know you got to learn how to do this stuff. It's a different strategy, but it will happen if you follow the systems. But if you don't have prospects in your funnel, if you don't have people to talk to, how could you possibly hit your revenue goals? If you're doing the old school tactics like dialing for dollars, talking to someone yesterday, amazing woman who's probably going to be in wrap very, very soon. She's like getting a list from her company, spending 3 hours on Mondays, two hours on Tuesdays. She's going door knocking and doing these things still. And I'm like, I say still because it's such like an archaic strategy. And she is willing to work hard, but she doesn't have any quality prospects. What she has is a volume. Okay. And she is willing to dial for dollars or call people she knows, go into a warm market. She's willing to do that because she wants results, but she only has so much time. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, she said, basically she shifted kind of her position a little bit. And I said, why? And she said, work-life balance. Okay. You only have so much time. You're a woman. You probably have a family. If not, you have someone you want to hang out with, maybe a honey. Okay. And you want to have time. And even if it's just you, baby, like you need you time. I've been waking up at 5 a.m. every single morning because I need me time. I need me time. And even last night, we're now like trying to get my kids sleep through the night. My 4-year-old is having more trouble than my almost 2-year-old killing me. Okay. But I'm like, I put my foot down. I'm like, dude, there is no coming into our room and like waking me up and stuff because I gotta wake up at 5 a.m. Okay. And so I had to draw the line and like, it was a rough night. So I'm tired. So I only have so much time and I want to spend time with me. Okay. That's why I'm waking up early so I can spend time also on my mindset, spend time on my strategies, being focused to what I want. But if I don't, just like if I don't get quality prospects, I can't possibly exceed my revenue goal because I only have so much time. Okay. There's only so much time. So how can you take the time you're spending anyway and exchange that time to get quality prospects? Because if you're anything like most of the women that I attract, like you're willing to put the time in. Sometimes it's even easier for you to put time in and invest the time, but not actually stretch outside your comfort zone, which means you're doing the things they tell you to do. Maybe you're stretching. I'm sure you're stretching because like the things they tell you to do are not easy. Calling your friends and family, door knocking, you know, getting a leads list and calling. Oh my God, it's horrible. Creating centers of influence, like relationships with centers of influence. It's not easy. So what I'm teaching you isn't necessarily easy either, but it definitely works. And you know what's awesome? Is that when you start seeing these results and you're talking to the right people again and again and again, then it's going to start to hit. Okay. You have to learn how to convert. You have to learn how to do it right. All these things have to happen. I didn't say there's only one thing you need and then like to exceed your revenue goals. It's just quality prospects and then you're done, because I can get you quality prospects and then you'll mess up and not convert them. Right. You also need to be able to convert them. But if you don't have this one thing, quality prospects, there's no way to even reach your revenue goal, let alone exceed it. Okay. But I want to tell you this. Every one of you is different. You have a specific scenario. You know, maybe you're a single mom and you got to deal with the kiddos and you're also homeschooling, not to mention you're building a business. Okay. Maybe you are an insurance company. Maybe you have your own RAA and you have compliance issues to deal with. Maybe you're buying another financial book of business. Okay. So wherever it is that you are, your situation, no matter how similar it is to women in the financial or insurance services industry, I'm going to teach you some of you guys probably know this, but I'm going to give you the how-to on this in 4 simple steps. So The way in which you attract quality prospects is you must be seen as the expert. Okay? Why would the most successful people in the world who you want to attract, and you're like, no, Robin, I don't really need to attract the most successful people in the world. I just want to attract, somewhat successful people. I just need someone who has more than, you know, $100,000, not like $50,000 or $10,000 account. Okay. Like, why don't you just work with the people you can help the most and actually go for, I'm not saying go for the Tony Robbins in the world or something, but like go for bigger and higher quality prospects. You might as well, because then you don't need to get 100 new clients this year. You might be able to get 20 and still exceed your revenue goals. Okay. So what you need in order to attract really cool people, really qualified people, is you need to be seen as the expert. Now, there's all this mindset stuff around this. You might be like, but I'm not an expert. I just started, or I've been in the business 30 years, but I still feel like I have a lot to learn. So I'm just going to say this in the sweetest way I possibly can. Get over yourself, okay? You are an expert, even if you know a little bit more than the next person, okay? You have gotten licensed. You've been trained. You know more than someone else. And I will tell you, one of the first, not one of the first clients I got, but one of the biggest clients I got in my first few years of business, he had sold his company. He was a little older than me, but just like, he's still in his 40s. Like, I think I was in my 30s at the time. And he had sold a company for $10 million. Okay. And at the time I'd been doing money coaching, and I was charging for money coaching. I was charging $12,000 for 6 months, but I wanted people to sign up for 6 months. So then we called it anchoring. I anchored my price at $2,500 a month. And I told this guy, and I said, like, I had met him through Tony Robbins. He was looking for a money coach. And I'm like, okay, I can help you. But then he said he sold his company for $10 million. And I was like, oh my God, like, who the hell am I? But I talked to him and I realized here's a guy who he's actually in mergers and acquisitions. Like, he sells companies for a living that are extreme high risk. And then he can make like 40% on his money or something crazy. And he's managing these big companies and all this stuff. And he was asking for my help because he was totally scared, completely fearful of investing in the market. He didn't even want to commit to 6 months. So he just invested. It was $2,500 a month. He paid me $2,500 a month to just coach him. I think we did about once a week coaching. He ended up working with me for 10 months. Okay. And actually he just came to me just a few days ago and he's like, hey, I need help again. Can you help me? And I'm like, that's actually not my thing anymore, but I can refer you. Okay. But he's a super sweet guy. He's getting like $1.5 million bonus this year. And he's like, I need help to know what to do with it. Everybody's salivating. Like, can you refer him to me? Can you refer him to me? Yeah, maybe if you show up. You show up and show me that you're the expert, and then I will refer him. I'm not saying fight to get this referral. I'm saying this in the future. This is what happens. So, you know, the first person I thought of to refer him to, Jessica Weaver. Jessica Weaver, she started working with me 5 years ago. She was making about $100,000. Now she has her own RAA. She just moved, okay, to have her own RAA. She totally has a brand. She has a blog called Not Your Father's Advisor. She wears pink. She has a national holiday called National Pink Fix Day. I mean, she's incredible. Obviously, she knows her stuff. You know her stuff. That's not why I notice her more. I mean, granted, I helped her get to $100,000 a month, so I know she's very successful. But it's the brand. It's the fact that she is walking around like an expert, where I am willing to put one of my good friends who I worked with years ago for a lot of money, who just made a lot of money and needs help. And I'm willing to say, hey, work with Jessica, because I know she's going to act like, she's going to look like, she's going to be perceived as the expert. And if it's a fit, great. If it's not, great. No problem. I have other people to refer him to from my mastermind. Okay. So you need to be perceived as an expert. And it doesn't have to be someone like this guy who's getting $1.5 million bonus. Okay. That's a pretty big whale for some of you, but you do need to think a little bit bigger. So how do you become, if you're concerned that you're not, or how do you be perceived as the expert, even if you've been in the industry like Jamie Fleming or something for 30 years? Okay. You need what's called the instant expert system. Okay. The instant expert system. All right. So, because even if you've only been in the industry for a freaking month, you still can use this strategy to attract quality prospects to you. And if you're just coming on, the number one thing you need to exceed your revenue goals, quality prospects, baby, quality prospects. And this is a funnel, because you need a lot of them, because you're not going to convert 100% no matter how great you are at sales and conversion. So we need to fill the pipeline, fill the funnel, okay? So what is the instant expert system? There's 4 steps. So the step one of the instant expert system is who? If I'm like, okay, first thing I need to know is who would be quality. If I'm saying quality prospects, I better know how to identify that person. This is also what we call the market, Okay, I use W's and M's so it's easy for people to remember. Who is the person you want to attract, which is the market. Sometimes we call it the target market. I don't like to even say target market. I definitely don't like to say niche because it freaks people out. All we got to identify is one person, and I have this whole thing about cloning, okay? If we can take, I won't tell you his name. I'll call him Bob, okay? Just my friend, because just in case, because I said he got a $1.5 million bonus, just in case. But Bob, let's call him Bob. Okay, if I wanted to clone Bob, I need to know who that guy is. And I'm like, he's an owner of a company. It's a mergers and acquisitions company. I'm sure if you can get in front of owners, CEOs of M&A firms, they probably have money. Will they talk to you? Well, not if you don't have the second part. The second part is why. This is why do they care? Okay, why would they care to talk to you? Why do they care, like, to get help? So this has to do with their problems and results. But right now, Bob came to me and he was like, here's my problem. I'm getting a million. It's like a really good problem to have. I got $1.5 million bonus. I also have all these things I want to work out with my wife. We want to get out of, you know, even like mortgage debt, you know, so he listed all these things he needed help with. Those are the problems, his concerns, and he wants certain results. Okay. If you know people like Bob, oh, I said his real name, people like Bob have these similar problems, we can actually use something called messaging to attract more Bobs, more owners of these type of firms, okay, M&A firms, all right? Again, I'm not saying that should be your target. I'm just saying that is what we need to do. We need to identify who it is. Then we need to have appropriate messaging, and we have some ways to do this without having incredible messaging because people freak out about messaging. They don't know how to do messaging. It's really scary. Okay, we teach this in a wrap program, but messaging is hard for people. But we get that, so we have a little shortcut, which is a hook, all right? So we do have a hook. We teach that in our tag challenge. We do that, but you need to know why they care, and you need to convey that because messaging will attract the person you want to attract. The third step is where, okay? Where do you find them? Now, you could be like some of the companies, I won't name names, but there are more than one that do this, door knocking, and you can find them anywhere. And I can go to every door in my neighborhood, and if I live in a decent neighborhood, a nice neighborhood, then maybe it's a good place to find them, okay? So where are you gonna find them? That's extremely important, all right? And this is where you do your money making activities. Going to a networking event. That's a horrible, but it's a money-making activity. Okay. Sending message on LinkedIn. Probably if you're doing it without my training, it's a horrible way to do it because you don't know messaging, but it's a great place to find people. So that's where you can do it. So this is start to give you clues as to what happens if you get one right, but not all of them right. If you know you're attracting CEOs of M&A firms, you know who it is, and you know why they care. You have amazing messaging because you know you're getting bonuses. You're getting a percentage of management. You don't always have reliable. You're concerned about taxes, whatever it is. Okay, you can have great messaging. And then you go to find them and you go to some networking event where broke people, I'm sorry, I was going to say it in a not so nice way, where broke people hang out to go get clients. You ain't finding Bobs, okay? My Bob is not going to the networking events you're going to, even if you are going to networking events. Because even if you have the who right and you have the why right, if you have the where wrong, don't work. It don't work. I said it just like to be like cool instead of it doesn't work. I don't know why. Okay, if you have the who right, M&A CEOs, you have the why wrong, your messaging is horrible, you don't have a hook, you don't have good messaging, and you find them, let's say you find someone like Bob on LinkedIn and you send them a horrible message like a lot of you guys do on LinkedIn, sorry to say, but that, I know you do that, no one responds because your messaging stinks, okay? So you can't have one of these, it's just like a puzzle, it's just like ingredients to a cake, okay? You have ingredients to a chocolate cake, you forget to put the chocolate in, well, you're not gonna have chocolate cake. Or you put the wrong ingredient in, let's call it tuna fish, it's pretty disgusting chocolate cake. I mean, tuna fish cake, all right? So, this reminded me of this song that my kids were listening to this morning. It goes, do you like something like, so do you like cake? And then the answer is, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Do you like tuna? Yes, I do. And then it's like, do you like tuna cake? And they're like, ew, yucky. Okay, that's what happens to your marketing when you don't have the right ingredients. It's like, ew, yucky. So you can tell I have young kids. All right, we're almost there. Last step, what? What do you move them to next? What do you move them to next? Okay. If you know who it is, you have the best messaging in the world, and you find them, let's just say LinkedIn. I'm not saying LinkedIn is where you find everyone, but that's where you find, you might find the best people, okay, depending on who you're targeting. Maybe it's Facebook. Maybe it's freaking Twitter. I was just talking to my clients the other day. I was like, why not go after people on Twitter? It was one of my clients who, she's targeting directors like in entertainment. And I'm like, I think a lot of them are probably on Twitter. I follow people on Twitter and I'm like, wow, I don't do a lot of Twitter. And then recently I started following people on Twitter and I'm like, wow, you can actually send them a message. I didn't even realize that. Okay, so you can find people on Twitter. I'm talking about online, no cost marketing, baby. And, but if you get all of these things right, you find them, whatever it is, Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook, somewhere online, and you don't know how to drive them to the next step, or you don't even know what the next step is, or you don't have a process that will build the gap or create the gap to drive them to the next step, then you can't move them anywhere. And then they end up going nowhere. Okay. You think if you take someone like Bob and you are able to attract him, and you know why he cares, you got amazing messaging, you find him on LinkedIn, let's just say, and then you have a conversation that's all over the place that with no direction, with no real strategy, either you try to sell him or you don't know how to drive him to the next step. Do you think he thinks you're an expert? He's like, lead me, baby, and you're not leading him, okay? So this is a core strategy that you need, the Instant Expert System, and you can't just do one of these things right, you have to do all of them right. And you can do all of them right, but once, if you do them right, but not optimized, you're not optimizing it, you're leaving money on the table. So you need to continue to improve this. If all you think about this year, I know there are a lot of things you're thinking about in growing your business. If you just think about quality prospects, how to get more quality prospects, these are things we teach. If you want our help, if you just focus on these two things, got to get quality prospects consistently. I got to fill the funnel. That's what that silly picture is. I got to fill the funnel with quality prospects day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. If I know who that person is, bam, start my Instant Expert System. I know their messaging, why they care, what we work on, like just tremendously, why they care, messaging, 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 that's problems and results. Then I'm getting them to, I'm influencing them to start to take action. I got to find them and do those money-making activities so that I can consistently get in front of the right people, and I got to drive them or move them to the next step. And then you will be seen as an expert instantly, even if you've only been in the business for a freaking day, okay? And if you've been in the business for 30 years, oh my gosh, this is just going to help you do even better. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye.
Are you getting all the quality prospects on your calendar that you'd like? If not, join us in the Appointment Generator Challenge. Go to femalefinancialadvisors.com and register for free. We guarantee you'll get 5 quality appointments in 5 days if you follow this system, and you can do it from online. You don't even have to pick up the phone. Whether you're just starting, whether you've been in the industry 3 to 5 years, or even 30 years, this challenge will be perfect for you. Check it out, femalefinancialadvisors.com, and register for absolutely free. Can't wait to see you there.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.